I'm Danielle McCartan here at the Yogi Berra Museum and Learning Center with Giants linebacker Devon Kennard. We just had a great panel on sportsmanship and everything that goes along with it. Now I'm going to start asking you questions about the Giants-Eagles rivalry to play off of that. So did you watch the Sunday Night Football game this past Sunday?
Yeah, I got to watch the first half and then I went to bed.
Yeah, me too. So what did you see from the Eagles in that game?
I was surprised that when I woke up, they ended up losing because, last I saw, it was 20-10, and they were looking like they were clicking on all cylinders, and it seems like they have a really good defense. So I know being a defensive player, our defense has to play better than they do.
Yeah, I came across something. You take, like, a very good, like, a notes system. Can you just explain that for, like, the young players out there that think it's just show up and play?
I'm very detail-oriented, so I like to, throughout the week, get as much down as I can, and I go through and I highlight the important things. You know, if I see a tendency that they do a lot, mm-hmm. that's something I might highlight. So, you know, at the end of the week, when it's getting closer to game day, you know, I might wake up in the morning and I just go through all the notes I have from the week and look at my highlighted points especially. So when I go out during the game, it's simpler. I see something and it's like, oh, I remember that they do this in that situation. So, you know, it's never a guarantee, but it just puts me in a position to where I know what to expect.
Sounds like school.
Pretty much.
All right, so a couple keys to the Giants-Eagles game I've come up with. So the Cowboys edged the Eagles in overtime on Sunday Night Football. What is your plan as a linebacker to contain Carson Wentz?
He actually does a really good job of just monitoring the game. So I think it actually starts with stopping the run.
Okay.
You know, if we make him one-dimensional, he's still a rookie quarterback. He still has he's shown great ability, but they've their cornerstone's been being able to run the ball and their pass game off of that. So if we can make them one-dimensional, I think it's going to put us in good shape.
But then Darren Sproles is averaging 5 yards per carry. You got to get some push from the front four.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, and it comes with the linebackers, too. But, you know, their scheme and what they do is really huge. And then when you have running backs like Ryan Matthews and Darren Sproles, you know, it makes it easy. So, you know, we got our hands full, but, you know, we've been playing the run better and better, and it really has to show up this week.
So you guys were the Giants were the only team to beat the Cowboys this season. Their only loss in the whole NFL. What is this impact of this game on the NFC East on Sunday?
I think it's huge. You know, it puts us in the exact position we want to be in moving forward. And if we can get this win, you know, I think it just propels us into a good situation going into the rest of the season.
Now, the Giants coming off the bye week and then the Eagles coming off the late Sunday game, does that give you sort of an advantage in this competition, you think?
I don't know if it's an advantage. You know, there's always games where we have more time, but you know, we definitely got an extra day to prepare, and it's a team that we're comfortable with because we have to play every year. So, you know, we kind of know what to expect to some degree with their personnel and who they have, and it's going to be a grudge match. You know, it's going to be a physical match.
Now, the Giants, Eli has come out in the beginning of the season. In your opinion, are the Giants still a playoff team?
Absolutely. You know, we're 4-3 right now, and we have all the opportunity in the world. It just depends what we do these next 9 weeks, and I think the guys are focused, and if we can get this big win, we always say that, the divisional games count as two. So, you know, if we can get this win, that counts as two wins in our mind. So, you know, it starts there.
Now, you mentioned it during the panel. Your dad is a Super Bowl winner with the Cowboys. What's that like at home, at you playing for the Giants now?
I think he's finally gotten comfortable with the fact that my family's Giants fans now and not Cowboys. I think he finally accepted it. But, you know, I actually flew my mom and dad out to the Cowboys game this year in Dallas. And I think it was cool for him to be able to see the new stadium because he hasn't been yet and stuff. So it was a cool experience for him.
So did you dress up for Halloween or was that just a rookie thing?
That was just a rookie thing. I got to pick out the costume.
I was going to say, did you get to pick any? What'd you pick out?
I picked out, I think I had BJ Goodson and Fred Flintstone costumes.
Oh, I'm sure he loved that. So your thoughts on the international series? The Giants played in London. Is that something you guys look forward to every year? Is that kind of like, we have to go all the way to London to play?
It was my first time going. I thought it was a great experience. I was definitely tired afterwards.
Yeah.
So I was glad we had bye week. Yes. But, I thought it was a great experience.
Now, just ending up here, but the jersey swaps, you mentioned it. Is it a cool thing to do? Like, what happens, like, when you mentioned before, the fans are kind of like,
Right.
What do you think about that?
For me, it's a great opportunity, especially when it's guys that I'm really familiar with.
Right.
Or, you know, some guys, if there's somebody they really respect, they'll ask for their jersey. And it's bigger than just that game because, you know, you're talking about something that you're going to remember for the rest of your life. And
Career.
Your kids are going to be able to have this jersey of so-and-so that you put on your wall in your home.
Yeah.
So I think it's a really cool thing.
So if you were able to, could we do just like a lightning round where I tell you like something and you just tell me the first thing that comes to mind? sure. Like favorite, whatever. All right. Okay. So here we go. Favorite stadium food?
Hot dog.
Mustard or ketchup?
Ketchup.
Favorite TV show?
Walking Dead right now.
Okay. Musical artist?
Drake.
Pump up song?
Right now, all the way up.
All the way up. Oh, that's mine, too. Favorite sport other than football?
Basketball.
Your team?
Lakers.
Greatest athlete of all time?
Muhammad Ali.
Ooh, okay. I thought you were going to say Kobe. And who's your funniest teammate?
I'm going to have to go with Damon Harrison.
Ah, snacks. Okay, well, thank you very much. I'm Danielle McCartan here at the Yogi Berra Museum with Devon Kennard, Giants linebacker. Thank you. Good luck on Sunday.
Thank you.